Ye be welcome, ye be welcome, ye be welcome one by one. Yet be heartily welcome, ye be heartily welcome, every one.
Greetings, fellow travellers. I am Edward Paston, Esquire, son of Sir Thomas Paston. My father Thomas was one of at least six children of William Paston and his wife Bridget Hayden. Their marriage united two families who had been at loggerheads through much of the 15th century. Our Paston family are renowned for their letters describing their exploits in the 15th to 17th centuries. It is the earliest and largest collection of medieval and early modern family letters in the world. I am here today to share with you some of the stories of the 16th century Pastons in Blowfield, in the times of Tudor and Elizabethan England. My uncle, Erasmus Paston, inherited the bulk of the Paston properties as the elder son. However, my father Thomas followed his illustrious grandfather, John Paston III, to court, and achieved the high honour of becoming a gentleman of the King's bedchamber, and is constantly being awarded many favours and properties from King Henry VIII for his years of service. My other uncle, Clement, is a famous sea captain, and also served many Tudor monarchs, and gained favour under Edward VI. In fact, King Edward VI is now my godfather, and I spent much of my youth growing up in the Tudor court. Yet, times being what they are now, I have been sadly prohibited from following in their footsteps to achieve favour at court.
Must dear religion fall, or skim the western waves to escape European graves, and hideous ruin swallow all?
But more on that later. There is much to see in the church. Press pause, go up to the entrance, and I will meet you there.